forgiven and free. This morning, we are forgiven and free. In John chapter 3, verse 17, it comes right after one of the most famous verses in the Bible. We all know John 3:16, and it continues to clarify the manner in which Jesus brings us eternal life. Now, the gift of God through Jesus comes to all, not some, not a majority, but to all who believe in Jesus as a way to salvation. John tells us that Jesus did not come into the world to condemn, Jesus did not come into the world to condemn the world because of its sin, but rather to save the world through His life, death, and resurrection. It can be easy to feel condemned or guilty because we don't often see ourselves as worthy of God's love. But this verse tells us something important. Regardless of who you are or what you've done, you are loved by God. God's not trying to fill you with guilt or make your life difficult. He wants the best for you and desires a relationship with you. He loved us so much that He sent His only Son to the earth to give us grace and life that we didn't deserve. While it is true that Jesus exposes the darkness of this world, and we learn that in John chapter 3, verse 19, anyone who believes in Jesus and follows Him will experience salvation and all that God has to offer. If we choose to follow the ways of this world rather than Jesus, then our actions and thoughts will lead us to the condemnation and death. But if we follow Jesus and believe in His Word, then we will experience eternal life in relationship with God. This morning I ask that you spend some time thanking God for the amazing gift of eternal life that He has given you for free. Continue to walk in the light of Jesus, knowing that you're no longer condemned, but forgiven and free. Today, God, I pray such gratitude over my life for a second chance at a first impression. I have a second chance at a first impression for You. And God, I thank You for having mercy on me. And I thank You for choosing to save us through the gift of Your Son. And even though we did nothing to deserve it, every day in every way, we're getting stronger and stronger, divinely directed and connected to You, through You, and for You. In all that we do, we humbly serve because we are redeemed and forgiven. And every good gift that we have is because of You. So today, remind me of Your free gift of salvation and give me the boldness to tell others about Your amazing love. In Jesus' holy name I pray, amen. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. John chapter 3, verse 17. If you need some encouragement this morning, I'd ask you to be encouraged. Why? Because I've got the best news ever right here. What is the best news ever? I'm so glad you asked. The best news ever is Jesus didn't come to condemn us. He didn't come to judge you. He came to save you. Now take a moment and thank Him for the amazing gift of salvation. Who else needs to hear that Jesus came for them, died for them, and rose again to save them? Pray for opportunities throughout your day to share the good news. Last but not least, remember that we're simply here to humbly serve God and to serve others by sharing the good news with them. In Jesus' holy name we pray, amen.